on-off switch, channel button, and volume control in order to have an enjoyable viewing experience. So it is with understanding the concept of success, and all you need to do is make three simple changes in your life. Similarly, the book has three parts, each dedicated to one step, which must be practiced in the order written. Success cannot be achieved by changing the order or by skipping a step. The first step is to escape the quicksand by reclaiming your individual mentality. The second step empowers you to create those moments of insight that separate the successful from the rest. The third step shows you how to turn your ideas into your new experiences. I'm hoping this book will really speak to a few of you in particular. I was a road warrior for many years, spending more time in airports than my home. I know the feeling of racing around while trying to convince yourself that what you are doing actually counts for something. But I remember how I felt while I was living that life. There was a gnawing in my solar plexus, reminding me that I was born to make more of my life, to make a difference. That feeling of wanting to control our own destinies, but not knowing how, is what I call the quicksand feeling. Psychology teaches that men value respect over love, and we want to look back on our lives with a measure of pride that we achieved something worthwhile. In sharing my three steps, I have also met many women who sacrificed their aspirations to raise and nurture a family. As the family members find their own paths away from the home, these wives and mothers can suffer from a very real sense of grief. They often speak of a lack of confidence when returning to a work environment that has changed drastically in the intervening years, especially in terms of technology. Today, however, being 50 years old feels like 30 used to, and there is a whole new adventure awaiting anyone brave enough to try. You just need to know how to get it started. This book is also a rallying cry. Every week, I meet people who are desperate to be in charge of their own futures, but they can't come up with an idea to help them get started. Others have an idea, but then spend 30 minutes telling me why now is the wrong time to start it. There is never a wrong time to take control of your life. There have been 32 major recessions in the United States since 1850. In each one, household names like General Electric, U.S. economy collapse and run on gold, and Microsoft, stagflation, started off as small businesses. In fact, 16 of the 30 companies that make up the Dow Jones Industrial Average were started during a recession. These include Procter & Gamble, Disney, Alcoa, McDonald's, and Johnson & Johnson. After every recession, there is an upsurge in the pioneering spirit that is unique to America. The 2001 to 2003 recession period saw the number of personal businesses grow from 16.9 to 18.6 million, and I started my first company right in the middle of it. History shows there is never a bad time to reinvent yourself. Don't get left behind. If you check Amazon.com, you'll find more than 9,000 titles in the category of self-help success. Many of them offer a helping hand, but the choice is overwhelming. The 13 paths to, the 48 laws of, when all you want is to improve your quality of life, how are you supposed to learn 48 laws about anything before the quicksand pulls you under? Some self-help book authors have sizable egos. You can often identify these by the coiffed head with scary white teeth that leers at you from the cover. The pages read like Sunday sermons full of queasy quotations taken out of context. Puking parables exhort you to staple a resignation letter to your boss's head and buy a one-way ticket to Tibet. As valuable as their information might be, it can't be digested without a bottle of antacids in hand. This book will show you how to get out of the quicksand without inducing indigestion. The most popular books in the self-help category were either written almost a century ago or based on ideas from that era, when our culture and society were very different. It was an even more male-dominated world, and the basic laws of physics that we all take